Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
Good morning, everyone. I am well. I am well rested. I've got some coffee in hand. It's decaf, or else I'd be all over this update like nobody's business. But I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's Grammy Sunday for any music lovers out there. Really excited about that as well later on. So, yeah, happy to be back talking some Big Brother Canada 10.
All right. Well, we are here, of course, to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house. And we're just going to continue to go all over the place.
Chugging along here on the road to Crazy Town. Everyone's lost with chickens with their heads cut off. And just, it's a mess. It's a mess.
It truly is a mess. And, you know, having to listen to Marty is some kind of punishment. I don't know who decided they needed to punish me, but.
Yeah, good luck with that. Half the time, I just be turning off to the other feed, and then I just go back and read what he said, because it's infuriating, you know? And I don't like not liking people. You know, I don't like that. It's not a very happy feeling. But it's unavoidable with that man. It really is.
It's just, it's hard to convey this if you're not actively watching the conversation. Like, even if you're just reading. Like, even reading is probably frustrating, but like, it doesn't convey how often he is saying the same things and the same ridiculous things.
Yep.
And just like completely, he's just made up some fantasy scenario. Yep. And he keeps repeating the same lines. And even just like the way that he is speaking is not like, normal. Like he's talking like it's not like he's speaking like, okay, listen, I feel like I got tricked into voting for Gino. I don't like that. I need to have some revenge, for what happened. Like he is, no, you don't understand. You don't understand what it was like in that room when they came at me and then I betrayed Gino. Second time. If I had a word for this HOH, it would be revenge. With capital letter, first letter, second, all capital letters, revenge. It's like, your scenario doesn't really make any sense, Marty. How does it make sense why would they want to trick you into voting for Gino? Honestly, just to set you up? That makes no sense.
Honestly, like, Someone should just...
How does it make sense? Betty did it. That's how it makes sense.
End scene. Like, it's just like every scenario, like, just sends delusions through this man's head. It's like, and that entire reenactment just sort of like just gave me like Liam Neeson vibes. It's like some sort of like deluded version of Taken. Someone should just edit together all of his little soliloquies and monologues and do like a little dramatic trailer. It's like, I will find myself on the block and I will come for you. I will nominate you and I will evict you. Like, he's just, he's, the man is gone. Okay.
And this is Marty's second HOH. In his first HOH, he said, look, my son is a strategist. Kevin Martin, my boy, he's a strategist. They'd both be telling me I'm making a stupid move this week. And this week he's saying, I understand that I'm making a stupid move this week. Am I being petty? Yes, but I want revenge for what happened. And he's also talking a lot about something else that I talked about yesterday. The Marty and Summer argument.
Lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying. Jess was lying. And you're...
He's going to be talking about how obvious it is that Summer was lying in this conversation. Like, he's not stupid. He has lived 43 years on this earth. He has seen some things. He obviously can tell that Summer is lying, except Summer's not lying.
I love the fact that Summer knows that this was just some big hullabaloo about nothing, just to sort of like, as she puts it, break up with her, but at least have some sort of finesse when it comes to this, Marty. It's that entire exchange the other day was entirely so frustrating to listen to, because he knows that it was bullcrap. She knows that it was bullcrap. We can at least be adults about this. We can at least say, you know what, I don't think that we should continue to work together. Like, it could be like a whole, it's not me, it's you. But it's like a whole, like, no, it's you, and it's you, and it's you, and I know that it's you, and you're a horrible person. Like, he's just, I don't get it. I don't get it, man. I really don't.
All right. Well, that's just... This is an update where we're conveying the feelings of the live feeds. We'll now get to the things that happened on the live feeds here, on day 36. Marty is, of course, our HOH. He nominated, Betty and Josh for eviction yesterday, or the day before, day 35. We're going to have a few conversations through the morning. Again, a lot of conversations about the veto, who should be picked for the veto, what would people do if they won the veto. I usually just kind of gloss over a lot of these conversations because they are irrelevant by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But we did have a conversation with Josh and Helena where they're going to run through some information on, who, like, where they see the house, how glad they are that they've come together, that Kevin brought them together, they have each other. Josh should hopefully be good, even if he does stay on the block. They should have the votes to keep him, hopefully. And that they need to target the showmance next because they're running this HOH.
Yeah. Everyone should have their eyes on the prize now, because you haven't had your eyes on the prize for the past, like, I don't know, 4 weeks or so. Now, automatic targets, JL and Gino, let's go. We're going to say this as much as we can. And then when the time comes to take the shot, we're not going to do it. Can't wait till Thursday, folks. It's going to be a hell of a ride. Yay.
Betty says that she's going to be toxically positive today. That is her goal for the day. There's a really great moment where there's a shot in the kitchen. There, it's from the angle of the dining table where Marty is sitting. Betty is deeper into the kitchen, like doing kitcheny things. Marty looks up from the dining table over at Betty in the kitchen, and she gives him the biggest fake smile, like, and then the second he turns around, she drops and stares daggers at him.
See, the thing about Betty is, like, you know, you, Betty, you're not really one that goes off anyways. So, like, when you're dragging somebody, it's always with such, like, an even-keeled tone. So you being toxically positive, I'm not seeing the difference. So, I just feel like this is just a way for her to say, I'm going to continue to do whatever I said, whatever I usually do. But this time, no one can call me out on it because I said that I was going to be positive about it. I was like, okay. You know, I at first didn't really see too much of the appeal in Betty's archetype, but I am I'm slowly coming over to the dark side because it's hilarious. It really is.
This is business B. Let's get it.
Oh, it sure
is. Let's get
it.
Marty is going to come over and try to give an apology to Betty. He says, look, I want to apologize if I friggin' hurt you in any way. And Betty is having none of it. She's already done with the toxic positivity.
Some things, like, you just can't apologize for. And, you know, I know that you care about your character, and Canada's going to see that, your character. So, you know, good luck. And it's fine. It's fine, Marty. It's fine. But it's really not fine, Marty. So I don't even know why you're trying to apologize, because one thing about apologies is that they don't work with me, okay? So it's fine. Continue to do you. I know that Canada's worried about your character, and so are you. So you and Canada go and have the discussion that you all need to have about your character. But it's fine. Just know that I'm going to be okay, okay? I just love it. I'm so glad to be here. And I just, you know, and I just love it. I love that I'm here. And I'm not going to let anybody ruin that experience for me. Not even you, Marty. Even though I actually really am upset with you, Marty, because what you did was over the line. So, you know, it's fine. But what you did was really, really across the line. I just feel like you didn't need to go there. But you know, Canada will see, and Canada will be the ultimate judge. So it's fine, okay? Have a good one. No, no, Marty, it's great. No, it's fine. Like, it's fine. It's fine.
That was perfect. Aman, the only thing you missed was
So don't pitch my name. That's rude.
It's rude. Rude. She called him rude. How dare he? What you did was so rude. Canada will see where the true character and integrity is. Marty says, yeah, they will see everything. And she says, exactly. That's the most important part. That's what matters most. And he says, okay. If that's the way you need to go about it. Because everybody knows that, if you try to apologize and somebody doesn't want to accept your apology, it definitely means the apology was genuine if you get mad at them for not accepting the apology.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly was a little upset that Marty didn't get even more upset. Like, I know that might sound weird to say, but it's like Betty was not going to allow him the satisfaction of, like, the whole cordial, it's a, like the whole usual BS talk. I mean, it was just, she was gonna let you know, like, look, Marty, you're doing a lot right now. You know that you're doing a lot right now. And so trying to come out and, like, put out these fires that you lit yourself, like, we don't have to do this dance. And Marty just can't accept that. And I love that she threw the whole Canada's thing in his face, because, like I said weeks ago, sorry to all the Canadians out there, but screw Canada. Like, if you are going to do something, Just do it. And then don't do this whole, like, you know, my honor, my integrity. Like, stop with that stuff. Like, Canada will root for you if they like you, not because you're honorable, not because you're kind, and not because you like poutine and maple syrup. They don't care about that stuff. They just care that you're there to play the game, and that you do it with no holds barred. And that you just do it, and you're unapologetic about it. Stop walking around acting like, oh, I'm the oldest person here, so you have to pity me, and my apologies are sincere. Like, just stop, Marty. It's really annoying. But it's fine. It's fine, though, Marty. It's fine.
It's also, yeah, it's just rude. I would say that the way that Big Brother Canada usually edits the show, Marty would probably never be anything but, you know, a hometown hero, Canada's favorite. despite all of what's going on. My hope is that the show has been editing things to be much more accurate than this. I mean, this has got to be the most accurately edited season of Big Brother Canada probably ever, by a decent margin. Maybe one and two come close. But my hope is that that we get Marty in. I mean, Monday's episode, tomorrow night's episode. I hope we get full on Marty here because, you know, he needs the Kyle treatment at this point in the edit.
It's like, I mean, he needs the, you know, screw this, the Kyle treatment. He needs the whole, like, get off my lawn. Like, he needs that all, that whole cantankerous whole thing. That's what I need. Okay. That is exactly what I need to see. I need to see him lose his mind on, like, I need the whole thing. I need it all.
All right. Well, Kevin's going to give Josh some tips for how to win various kinds of competitions. He's hoping that Josh can maybe win the competition. The veto that's coming up here. Kevin is chosen for the veto competition. He is going to be competing in the veto, which is important. Gino also competing in the veto, and Summer will be competing in the veto. So Gino, Kevin, and Summer alongside Josh and Betty are competing. Josh did intend to choose Herman if he had the ability to, but he did not end up having a choice. Mm-hmm. So Josh and Gino are going to talk a little bit. Gino lets Josh know that he does want to keep him around. So that's a conversation that had happened before. Gino and Herman had talked about keeping Josh over Betty. Marty had also changed his mind from targeting Josh to Betty. So a lot of people now thinking that with Josh and Betty potentially on the block at the end of the week, that they will be keeping Josh. Gino lets Josh know that that's where he's leaning. And he also says, like, he does feel like Betty was the person leading the charge against him, which is just so silly. I mean, they went from, like, Tanisha is a mastermind to, as soon as Tanisha left, now Betty is the mastermind. I don't understand these people. They're ridiculous. But they both agree that Marty is still not great in their books, that Marty refuses to take responsibility for anything that happened, and he's trying to pass the buck here. So they are both, Gino and Josh, not high on Marty.
You know, Gino, you know, continuously finding himself in situations where he really should sort of be the one that is in the most amount of danger, right? Like, I mean, he pretty much did what the house wanted for his HOH. He was completely vulnerable in the next week. And then Hurricane Jess comes in and swoops up and sends everybody in a tizzy. And then Gino ends up like one of the last people picked in the safety chain. And then now all of a sudden Hurricane Marty comes in and swoops everything up. And it's to the point now where Gino is going to continuously sort of like see all of these people that seemingly want to work with him get power, throw their games to the wolves, and then he just continues to slide right on through. Like, I feel like they're all talking, yeah, let's get Gino and Jace out of here next. It's not going to happen. I seriously doubt that's going to happen next week, because I am sure now with what we think is going to happen, we'll see you tomorrow with the veto being used. But now that, well, you know what? I'll save my prediction until we talk about the next events.
All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Betty is going to talk with Josh a bit. Betty lets Josh know that she will be doing what she can to make sure that Josh stays in the game. She does not want to have Josh leave before her. So, you know, she's willing to sort of take a run at Marty, if necessary, and make sure that the votes land on her. Josh is like, no. And Josh talks about how, like, he might use the veto on her. And she's like, no, and then Kevin comes in and Betty, you know, it's funny because there was a moment of, like a week ago where, you know, Kevin interrupted a Betty Josh conversation. He was like, oh, look, it's your favorite two guys in the house. And she was like, one of them is she was like, you know, being Betty this time. Unironically, she says, look, it's my two favorite guys in the house. Look how far they've come.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely rather be on this side of Betty than the other. So, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it, even if it means going through the fire to get through her in Kevin's instance. But I mean, I appreciate how Betty feels about this. And I am more inclined to be less annoyed that this is like a thing that house guests do, considering how Betty is going to then behave after the veto today. So, I mean, it is what it is. I understand, you know, you meet people in the house, you get, you know, the emotions run high. And then when you feel like your game is done and you'd rather just see, you know, your allies, when I get feeling like that. But at the end of the day, Betty, you're like, there's still so much more game to be played. You know, 35 days is a lot of time to turn things around, and you can still do it. So don't be so quick to be like, yay, Josh, you know, Josh. Because truth be told, Josh, I mean, he's been doing a little bit more in the past couple of weeks, but I wouldn't like rest all of my eggs in Josh's basket either. Like, you might come up disappointed in the very next week. So I would do my best to keep my head in the game. But then again, at the very least, if this were strategy, but it's not, at the very least, it could disarm Josh into thinking that he doesn't need to work as hard. But that's not the case here.
Well, Summer and Gino are going to talk a bit. They talk more about working together. Summer mentions that she wants to go after Marty. She says, like, hey, remember the honey bunch? Remember that thing? What if we could do that again?
Have you tried honey bunches of oats?
So they're gonna have this sort of like this conversation. They have these once in a while. They never really seem to go anywhere. But it is there. The conversation Gino is much more invested in is the one with Herman after this. They talk about working together. Gino and Jace had talked about bringing Herman in as a third to make maybe like a final three of some sort. And so they kind of have preliminary talks about that. Herman wants to see what happens with the veto and everything, but they're setting the groundwork for Herman to come together with the showmans.
Yeah. You know, all of this play fighting and rustling and tussling between, you know, and Herman, I think has really sort of been the saving grace of Herman's game this week. Because I mean, they clearly appreciate having each other in the house, you know, and Herman do. So, you know, it's they're not always particularly aligned strategically, but I think we are sometimes we're seeing like an example of sometimes if you just like somebody, regardless of whether or not you're in an alliance with them, it really can be advantageous for your game because you're still going to have somebody at least that's semi in your corner. Like if your name comes up on the other side of the house, while it's not like you guys are in a full blooded alliance, it's still like, you know, I don't know if I don't think Herman's the right person to go quite yet because you feel comfortable with one another. Like it's just, it's like, why give up that number? Even if it's not like a real number, you know what I mean? So I think that this is sort of like a nice little thorn in like the side of Kevin and Helena and Marty. And Marty doesn't even quite know it quite yet. But I just like that this is sort of like a bit of opposition to the potential power grab in the vacuum that we saw after Jess got evicted. So I like that this is sort of like a confounding variable in the hodgepodge of mess right now. It's very enjoyable. I can't wait to see where it goes.
There's a power vacuum right now, and there's a war between basically Herman and Kevin, but really like Herman, Jace, Gino, and Kevin, Josh, Helena. And the war is for right now influence over Marty, so that they can be the first to land a first blow in this new struggle. Because after this week, there will be 9 people. Josh, Kevin, and Helena are 3 of those 9. Herman, Marty, Jace, Herman, Gino, Jace, and then Marty and Moose make 5. That kind of leaves Summer kind of dangling, that maybe Josh, Helena, and Kevin can pick Summer up, but they're still outnumbered at that point. It's pretty vital for them to be able to maintain or to be able to keep Betty in the game as a number and hopefully take out one of the other side, Herman or Moose, or if Summer would get her way, maybe Gino. So this is sort of the dilemma right now. There's this sort of battle for control over the game, for the advantage heading into the following weeks. And right now, the Kevin, Josh, and Helena side are definitely losing. Even though they probably have the numbers to keep Josh if the veto isn't used, they will still be losing a number, and the other side is solidifying against them, and they need to do something about it. So this veto is very important because it opens the door for something else to happen if it's won by the right person. So we will have to see what happens with the veto. Before we get to the veto, Helena does have a conversation with Marty where she tries to maybe set something up here. She says, if one of the nominees come off the block, please do what's best for your game and not Gino's game, essentially. And Marty does say, like, look, if somebody comes off the block, he says essentially he wants to put Herman on the block. That would be what he would want to do. And Helena's like, wait, really? Oh my God. Thank you. Yes. And like the floodgates open. She's like, he's been working with Gino and Jace 100%. He's also tight with Summer and he's got Moose. I'm telling you, this guy needs to go. You can't tell anybody I told you this, but like, yes, this is the move. And she really just puts it out there. And Marty seems like he's down in this moment. He's the one that kind of brought it up. So we will see if this sticks.
Yeah, we'll see if it sticks. We will see if it sticks. But good on Helena for at least trying to get in while it's hot. You know, trying to, you know, get her little opinions in there, being the rat that she is. Good stuff, I guess.
So we get to the veto competition. And as per usual, it lasts quite a while. When the feeds come back, the immediate response is, Gino won the veto. There it is. Gino won. Oh, wow. For the first time all season, the veto is not going to be used because Gino doesn't intend to use the veto. And there it is. If you were like me and you saw that and you were like, okay, well, time to put on some Wheel of Time audiobook.
I was playing the Guardians of the Galaxy video game. So I just went right on back to doing that.
And then, because you were like, that's lame. I'm just gonna like check back in a second to see if anything important is gonna happen before they go to bed. And then you check back in and, it's like, no. It was not Gino. It was, in fact,
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy.
Kevin, who won the veto. And you're like, oh, crap. And you quickly go back and you watch everything that you missed because stuff is going down when Kevin wins the veto. So very different worlds here between Gino and Kevin winning the veto. But Kevin has won the veto. And it is this is big. Kevin's going to talk with Marty and immediately try to get to work to try to make something happen here. Obviously, the intention is to get Herman on the block. There's already been some progress made, it seems. Marty says Helena really wants him to backdoor Herman. Kevin says, you do that, you win the game, I think. I think you just straight up win $100,000.
The Marty's like, campaign speech ever. If you do this, you're gonna win.
Yeah.
Nothing else that you need to do the entire rest of the season. Just do this. And Arissa will come in the house right now with a briefcase. The money will start flying. The confetti will start, the sparks and everything. It's just like Dan Gheesling himself will give you the key to Toronto. Like, everything is just going to go your way, buddy.
So Marty says, though, I don't know why Helena wants it so bad, because I want Betty out.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Like, is this just Marty being Marty? Was it the whole exchange with Betty beforehand that just really set him off? He was trying to extend an olive branch, a fake one at that, but an olive branch, then the lease, and then when she was unreceptive, he was like, okay, well, I can't work with her. She said, she's got to go. And then on top of the conversation with Helena, and then Helena was just so gung-ho to get her mom out. Is that send something in his, like, it's just each and every little instance and interaction that he has is going to change what he wants to do. So I can't even like say with complete and utter confidence that Herman will not go home on Thursday. Because we still don't quite know what is going to happen throughout today and tomorrow. Like, it's still completely up in the air.
Not only do I not know who is going home, I don't even know who's going up yet. I don't even know what's going to happen with the veto yet. We are in the dark here. Kevin's going to keep working on Marty and trying to get him to put up Herman. Marty says, look, I will do it if Gino says he's okay with it. If Gino gives me permission, a 43-year-old man, then yes, I will go along with it. And Kevin says, Gino's not going to approve it because they're working together. That's the point, Marty. And Marty's like, come on, Gino. Come on. Kevin's like, try it. And Marty's like, okay. So I'll give him a test. I'll bring it up to Gino. I'll bring up the move.
Here we go. And we'll see. Standardized tests.
These are not standardized. We will see how hard he pushes against the Herman plan. And then maybe we'll think of something.
I mean, you have to know that he's not going to want to do it, Marty. He's not going to want to do it. So, I mean, Kevin is right. Either you do it yourself and just say, you know, ask for forgiveness later, or you just don't do it. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, because, I mean, they have like this connection. He's the only other person that he really speaks French with, like, you know, on a consistent basis in the house. Like, it's like they have like this really, really tight-knit bond. So I understand not wanting to piss Gino off, but at the end of the day, you kind of already, that ship has already sailed. I mean, I don't think that it's not to the point where Gino is just going to turn around and just say off with Marty's head, but your relationship really isn't as stable as you think that it is. So I'm not even sure how much of that can really be salvaged. And on top of that, the rest, I mean, Marty, you are doing everything in your power to just piss off, like Jess did, as many people as possible before your HOH is done. Like, you pissed Betty off. You pissed Josh off after already like getting him up on the block weeks ago and then saving him. Like, that was crazy. And now you got half the house waiting to come for you. Then you did this whole like hullabaloo with Summer, which is ridiculous. And now you're going to try to test Gino you're trying to bait him into wanting to get rid of her mom when you already know that's going to be a hard task. And then if Betty is the one that goes after all of this because you can't get your way because you don't even know what your way is, where does that leave you next week? Who's going to want to work with you? It's the messiest thing I've ever. We've had three crazy HOHs. And I can't wait for more.
it's so ridiculous. I like, man, it's so wild. Because like the thing is that, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, at least you could follow Kyle's logic, right? Like, it was terrible, but he was trying to do something in the game to advance mm-hmm. himself. He was just like completely lost and got turned around.
Lost in the sauce.
Right. Like, Marty's in a different universe. Like, he's playing a different game in his head. He has completely wrong reads on every single person, which was also true of Kyle to a large degree. But and I'm not saying that Marty, this is like Kyle's HOH, one of the worst of all time.
I get, but what like, you're
but like, you could watch Kyle and be like, okay, he's trying to play the game. Marty's not even pretending to try to play the game. He's saying this is about revenge. It's mm-hmm. petty, but which is like, okay, that's a thing by itself. Like, right. Like by itself, an HOH that's all about revenge is like, okay, that's very dumb. That's not mm-hmm. going to help you in the game at all. I don't see why you think Canada would like that, since it's also about Canada's perception, but whatever. Okay. Wild card Marty. But on top of all of that, he's completely wrong. Like, there's no revenge to be had. There's no wrongness in the first place to be revenged upon. It's in his head.
It's, yeah. Yeah. And what did he say he was again? A fraud investigator?
Let me tell you, I do not want this man to investigate me for fraud.
Don't investigate me for fraud. If I need somebody else investigated, don't investigate them either, because I'm probably going to come up short with nothing in the end. Like, it's just, you're the fraud, Marty.
If I want to describe this fraud investigation in one word, Taryn, it would be revenge.
No. Darling, like,
I'm sure he's great at his job. I'm sure he's fine in the Big Brother house.
I'm sure he's fine at the job too. Not here. Like, I mean, people say that they search for themselves in their job. I think you found it, buddy. Like, it's look in the mirror. It's just, you're right. It's just, it's a lot. I think he just spends so much time thinking to himself. And there really isn't anybody. I think that most people that are working with him at this point in time, people really can't really bounce ideas off with him because he just sort of gets set in his ways. I mean, even Kevin, who's trying to wade through the waters of this man's ego, still really can't make him see reason. I mean, he did make a little bit of headway. It's like, look, we know what Gino was going to say. that's exactly why you should make the move. But Gino then turns it into, okay, well, I need, if I'm going to do this, then I need to find a way to make Gino the bad guy. And I'm like, but why? Why do that? Why not just do what you want to do and then just ask? It's a lot. It's just so much. I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah. 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 It's a lot. So Kevin's going to talk briefly with Summer and then with Josh. Summer would love for Gino to get on the block. Kevin says that is not happening.
And why? Summer, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then she went and told Helena this thing. What are you doing?
Hey, it worked on Gino to get Kyle on the block. Why? I can see why she thinks this could work.
But you and Marty just had that huge fight. Why do you think any of that is going to work? The feeds had to be cut for like 5 hours. And then you came back 5 hours later saying, I'm sorry, Canada. Winter came out. So the winter storm blew any of that like grace out of the window. And why would you then, like, if, and, you know, telling Kevin is one thing. Well, actually, no, telling Kevin is horrible because Kevin will definitely use this in the future. I just. Everybody sucks at this game, with maybe like the exception of possibly Kevin. And that's all I get. Like, that's. And Herman. I'll give Herman some grace here because Herman has just been trying. Herman had his knees cut off 2 weeks ago and just been trying to bandage them up for 2 weeks. Okay? And Moose, well, I love my Moosey Poo, but he's just. I mean, at least he did talk himself from being nominated this week. So I'll give Moose some grace here. But everybody else, it's just. It's insane. It really is.
Well, Kevin advises her, don't bring Gino's name up to Marty. I don't want you going on the block. It's not going to work.
I don't even know why she would even, why would you even want that? Is it like some sort of like big play to be like, oh, we're not really as close as everybody else? Girl,
she wants she's wanted the showman's broken up for a while.
Then go after JL. JL is sitting right there. She's inconsequential. Her going will have like the least amount of blowback. Even Gino will probably be like, well, you know what? Yeah, it probably was her time to go. And then Gino is still sitting there as like this huge target that everybody knows is a big target, but no one really wants to take the shot quite yet. It's as clear as day to me. I don't even know why you would even say Gino's name. That was just insane to me. I was just like, are you serious, Summer? Come on.
Well, Kevin says that he wants Summer to stay. So please don't make that pitch. Josh comes in as well. He says, Josh, we're going to try and make something work this week, but, just please be as nice to Marty as possible. And if Betty starts anything with Marty, you get out of there. You are not a part of that. You need to separate yourself from any anti-Marty sentiment. He wants Marty to be not only okay with Josh coming off the block, but willing to put somebody on the block that they want out. And if it has to be Moose, then it has to be Moose. Like they're okay with either, but obviously Herman
that's
is like
the narrative. Like 3 weeks, if it's got to be Moose, then just like it's Moose time to go. Just take him out, okay?
So that's pretty much the night. There has been talk this morning. Another long conversation between Kevin and Marty. Kevin has very much been using the line of like, hey. Kevin Martin told you to trust your gut. He's referring to, remember when we were talking about trusting our gut with the Kyle HOH and how we weren't with those guys because they were playing us? That's Kevin Martin. He's same wavelength. He's trying to tell us something. It's not quite working yet, but he's making the attempt.
Yeah.
And he also understands that, like, Marty cares a lot about what Canada thinks, and so he's trying to get into Marty's head about that. It seems like he sometimes makes a little bit of progress, and then Marty, like, has flashbacks to the Expedia room, and he's like, but Betty did that to me. And it goes back.
Yeah. Back and around and around and around and around and around. I mean, look, I applaud Kevin for what he's trying to do, because, I mean, it definitely makes a lot of sense for his game. Herman's got to go. Herman has been talking to Moose, talking to Josh, about, like, how Helena and Kevin are just, they've got to go, because they have sort of been sitting around in the back, not really contributing much. And then, I mean, I think it'd be such an easy thing to get one of them up out of there if he won HOH, if Gino won HOH. So, I don't know if Kevin knows exactly just how bad it actually is for the two of them, but I think he knows, like, yeah, it's not, we don't work together, so you've got to go. So he's going to continue to push and push and push and push. I just wonder how far he can push with Marty before Marty just, because Marty is like a snapping piranha plant. Like, if you get too close, he'll just, you're going to be next, buddy. So I just wonder how much further he's willing to go today and tomorrow to make this happen.
Yes. So lots of things happening this morning. Just to give you a brief update, maybe not super detailed, but based on what I was seeing as I was prepping for this morning. So Kevin did make a big pitch on Marty, but Marty seemed to not be budging too much. Kevin also talked to Summer. Summer had been talking to Helena. And I think I skipped over this because I wanted to go the Marty and Betty storyline. But Helena had talked with Summer early on day 36, not this morning, but day 36 morning. Helena was trying to repair things with Summer. Trying to say to Summer, like, hey, I just hope you know, like, I never said anything about your game, because there was talk about Helena having, like, exposed them to some degree. She was like, I never exposed you in any way. I want to repair things with you. I think that Jace and Gino orchestrated things, and I think Marty's a liar. Summer agrees. They have a good conversation to sort of, like, start some groundwork on rebuilding that relationship. They also have the same goal this week, which is to ideally keep both Josh and Betty in the game. They're going to talk again this morning, day 37, about similar things. Wouldn't it be great if we could keep both Josh and Betty? And so that sort of divide in the house that I was talking about, if, you know, Moose, Herman, Gino, Jace, and maybe Marty to some degree are on one side, that the Helena, Kevin, Josh group essentially needs Summer. That's kind of already happening, although Summer does still have a pretty good relationship with Herman, or at least from her point of view, she says to Helena that she thinks that she would prefer for Moose to go over Herman, and that she does feel like she can beat Herman in the end. And Helena was like, ugh. but that's all, you know, that's all that. So Summer talked to Kevin, and Kevin again reiterated, like, do not bring up Gino's name to Marty. He tried very hard to explain to Summer that, like, Marty is completely out of his mind, doesn't know what universe he lives in. And if you try to approach him with logic, it will not work. And if you mention Gino's name, he will freak out at you. Don't deny that you were trying to get him backdoored on Jess's HOH week. He won't care. It won't do anything.
Look, I am trying to get Herman's ass up out of here. The last yes. thing I need is for you to put yourself in the line of fire and then he throws your ass up, okay? Please let me use my veto the way that I would like to use my veto.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly what he's trying to say there. Josh had a long conversation with Marty where he was trying to defend himself and explain what happened on the double eviction. Marty, I don't think heard a word of it. Josh talked with Kevin. Kevin actually had spoken with Herman, and Herman was kind of trying to like feel out where Kevin stood. Herman feels like he knows that Helena was the other vote. Kevin was trying to pry that from Herman. Herman eventually says, like, I think Helena was the other vote. And Kevin's like, what? And Herman's trying to feel out what Kevin might do with the veto. Kevin then tells Josh that, hey, Herman was trying to get me to not use the veto. And Josh is like, that's annoying because he's supposed to be like my final two. What's going on? And so they're trying to figure out a way to get Herman on the block. Kevin suggested to Josh, hey, what if you told Marty that Herman is coming for him? And Josh was like, yeah, but wouldn't Marty just go right to Herman about that? And he's like, maybe. Like, they're throwing things against the wall at this point. So lots of stuff happening through the morning as Kevin is trying to find a way to make it work that he can use the veto on Josh and ideally get Moose or Herman, primarily Herman, on the block, which would send one of them home and give them a little bit of an advantage, because it would then be Kevin, Betty, Summer, Helena, and Josh, which is five against Jace, Gino, and Herman and or Moose, potentially. And even then, like, that side is not super solidified. I think that Josh should be probably working on Moose as much as possible. I don't think Moose is as attached to Herman or the showmance as they, you know, they might assume, as anybody might assume. And so they could maybe get Moose on board with them.
Moose is only attached to the people that just saved him.
Exactly. And Marty is also like not in the good books of any of those people. So it's not a solid side at all. So there's still definitely room to play. And with only nine people left, the fact that there's a solid trio in Josh, Kevin, and Helena, you know, by itself is pretty decent. Josh has come close to winning a lot of competitions. Kevin has now won one. Now the Marty, Gino, Jace, Herman sort of contingent has definitely won the vast majority of the competitions at this point, but the game is still wide open. There's so much happening. I mean, this season is ridiculous, but has got to be one of the most consistently delivering seasons we have seen in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, every week is a new. Like, it makes me forget what happened the week prior, to be honest, because it's just a new episode every week long. I'm interested to see how this goes today. I wonder if they can pull this off and get Herman up on the block. I think we were thinking that the game started after Kyle left, and I guess in a lot of ways it sort of did. And now I feel like if Herman leaves, this will be another gigantic reset because such a huge piece will have been removed. And then, you know, like you said, another two sides will sort of be going after each other. So I like that people are not afraid to take the shots now. I mean, half the season is gone. It's 30 something days left. So it's time to put the pedal to the metal. And if you're one of these players that really doesn't have a lot to put on their resume, as we call it, now is the time. So,
all right. Bye. So there you go. That's what we've got for you today from yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. Should be another full day of plotting and scheming and seeing what will happen with the veto. The veto ceremony won't be until tomorrow. So I'm sure a lot could either change or change back or shift as we approach this ceremony. Lots of things to happen here. I'll also be live later today playing some Goose Goose Duck on Twitch, twitch.tv/Aaron Armstrong. Lying and betraying and murdering my friends on my birthday. So,
oh, wow.
We'll have some fun with that over on Twitch. Tomorrow night I'll be live watching the episode where we will hopefully see how they handle the Marty edit and what really happened on the double eviction. And then, of course, after the episode, we'll be live to recap everything that goes down. Lots of Big Brother coverage heading your way. Lots of fun stuff here as we get through the season. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Make sure you also check out The Taren Show with Claire. Lots of fun stuff in that one. Aman, what are you up to?
You can follow me everywhere at Aman Adwin. Yep. Still covering Drag Race. We should be having our episode come out a little bit later this week. You'll probably see it tomorrow as opposed instead of tonight. Still got a couple of episodes with the Choir Room coming out with Matt Liguori. And I will also be playing some Goose Goose Stuck later on today. And yeah, without further ado, just a little quick side note.
I think you just unplugged the mic.
Did I unplug the mic?
Yes, you're now using the other mic.
Okay. Oh, I'm using the other mic?
Yeah, you can switch back.
Okay, hold on. Let me just, you know, we just got to make sure that we get this right. You know what I mean? All right.
There you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Robot. Happy birthday to you. All right. Yay, everybody. Blow out the candle, baby. Yeah. Woo! I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, it's a candle.
Blow it out. Blow it out.
There we go.
Ooh. Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much, Aman.
Happy birthday, Taren. Wait, what is this? Is this the big 3-0?
Yes, yeah, turning 30 today.
Holy shit, dirty 30. Mm. Do you have anything planned for today or for this week, or did you already celebrate earlier?
Yesterday I went indoor skydiving. It was fun.
Ooh. Yeah. That's fun.
Not outdoor skydiving.
I have been outdoor skydiving. I would highly recommend.
Yeah. Honestly, it was fun enough that I might actually consider it, but, yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm all out of focus now. Oh my God. The birthday is just, coming for me. Well, that's great. I'm happy. Happy birthday. I'm sure we'll, shower you in some more love later on, during Goose Goose Stuck. But I know that this community would not be half of what it is without all of your efforts and putting so much time into all these updates and your commentary and the interviews, and the kindness and the really good way that you carry yourself in these streets. So happy birthday. 30s, man. I'm excited for my 30s. So I hope that you have a good time. I'm excited. I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, like 20s. I'm like, my parents are going to be so old. I'm excited. I can't wait to be 30. Okay. So. I'm going to be catching up right to you soon. I can't wait.
Well, thank you, Aman. I've never felt like I was actually in my 20s. So it feels like I'm actually the correct age for the first time in my life. All right. That's where. Thank you so much, Aman. Thank you to everyone joining us and who wished me happy birthday in the chat. I appreciate all of you. Thank you, to everyone who's just been hanging out here, with this great season. I mean, what a great season to be gifted, here, on the birthday. So thank you all so much. And I will see all of you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.